Well, welcome back to episode 3 of season 6, finally. Last episode, we were talking about how Songwriter Shack was completed. We were doing the filming. I was needing somebody to put together the filming of it. That didn't happen. It just didn't. The cameras were not right. The audio was not right. It was just too many things that weren't right with it. So it ended up getting put on hold until all the way until December. This is January that has happened. Can you believe January was the last episode that we did? We also talked about the finances of the station. And the finances hadn't gotten any better. Well, now they're starting to a bit. And I'm going to talk about that in a later podcast when I get to it. Since last September 2021, I've really been going through a lot. I say it on the radio. The podcasts here are to go in detail of those things. Now, after I catch us up for the year here with these podcasts, I am going to start having guests on the podcast. It's not going to be just me. It's going to be with guests too, but that's later to come. God showed me some things and some revelation. I'm preaching New Year's Day at our church. I am very excited about that. So excited. Of course, this is airing New Year's Day. It's when we're starting the podcast back up. 2023 is going to be a year of victory for me. I've already made up my mind. I've already been practicing the three things that I'm going to do. Number one, be obedient. Number two, make me number two. God's number one, I am number two. If I am not healthy in my spirit, in my physical body, and in my mind, how can I expect to take care of anyone else spiritually, physically, or mentally? And that's what happens a lot of times as Christians. We're sick taking care of the sick. And that's how Satan gets a hold of us and picks us off really easy. And then I am going to further the kingdom of God. I am going to seek ye first the kingdom. I don't know what that's going to look like, but I'm going to find out because I'm going to continually seek first the kingdom of God. I don't think I did a good enough job last year of that. So much I want to get into. But we put the Songwriter Shack on hold, and as we would find out in December of this year, we know why it was on hold. It wasn't to film. Now, maybe in 2023, it might get to that point where we might be filming it, but it's not going to be for TV yet. So we're going back old school. When I say old school, I brought it back to the place where when we were doing HLE Unplugged, the Christian Country Cafe, An Evening With, we're back in that room. I can sit about 20 to 22 people comfortably. The way I got it laid out now, it's a better setup than we had with all the other ones. But it's nice and intimate, and it's going to be a few songwriters at a time. It's really going to be good. The Christmas special went really well. Got a lot of good comments off of it. There's a few little things that went not as planned, but we're able to learn from them. So that's a good thing. And we'll learn from them. Well, come April, we had a good friend's Good Friday concert with my friend Roger Barkley Jr. They were coming to town to visit Kevin Rowe, New Iberia, do the Easter service. And when he's close by, he always stops in. So at my church, for Good Friday, we had a concert. Me, Roger Barkley Jr., and Nathan Areno. Nathan came in, and as he always does, he just wows the crowd. But he's so heartfelt, and you can tell he's anointed. And his stories are so authentic. It was just him and his guitar, and it was perfect. Perfect fit, perfect for what he did. What a blessing. If I ask for anything, he'll come and just be a blessing. He's just a guy. He is a guy who is about the Father's business, and I love that about him. Now, I get to hang around with Nathan as much as I can. We don't see each other a whole bunch. But every once in a while, he'll need a bass player, and he'll book me on a show, and I'll book him on a show. If I'm doing one, I'll call him for one. He'll call me for one. So, DeSeta, Texas, we were able to go in April, an outdoor concert. Artist Brad and Jenna Davis, we had them here before. And they included me. They let me play as an artist. They let me perform some of my original songs. And then I also played bass for Nathan Areno. That couldn't have been a greater weekend, I'm telling you. I got to play bass. And I got to do my own thing, singing, as a solo artist. Those two things are awesome. And then I have a personal chauffeur with me, my dad, John, who used to be the over-the-road truck driver. Man, when he's driving, I don't have to worry about anything. We talk about things, and or I'll watch TV, or I'll nod off and take a nap. It doesn't matter. If I wake up from napping, ask a few questions, want to talk, he's good with that. If I want to watch TV and not say anything, he's good with that. The best driver around. I love my dad. And I think it kind of scratches the itch. He gets to drive a bit. He misses that from time to time. He wouldn't want to do it again all the time, I know. But every once in a while, it's good to stretch his legs, so to say, driving. One of the other cool things I got to do was see my firstborn granddaughter, Lana, who now lives in Katy, Texas, with my firstborn, my daughter, Alicia. She is talented, too. She sings and acts. She is quite the performer. So we drove to Conroe, Texas, and went and watched her perform. They were doing The Lion King. Man, was I really impressed. She's 10 years old. And she is something else. Of course, grandparents are going to brag on their grandkids. And I am no exception. I am no different. But it was something just to watch her. The theatrics of it. They're in the Christian Youth Theater. CYT is what it's called. And man, I was just amazed at the detail and everything that went into it. It was awesome. And just so proud to see the values that her mom and dad are instilling in her. Tell you, I'm truly blessed. Just truly blessed. Now, during this 2022 time, I got to say this, there's not much going on. We're trying to find our footing back. Remember, 2021 is a bust. 2022, the first part of the year, the summer of it, there's just not a lot going on. We're trying to figure out, artists are trying to figure out what they're going to do. We're trying to figure out what we're going to do. Giving's down, so we don't have funding to do much. People aren't gathering, people aren't getting out anymore. So we're really being limited to what we're doing, and I'm still going through something that I thought that I would never, something that I thought was over. And I'll tell you about that probably on the next podcast, because I'm covering a lot of things on this podcast. I'm just getting through it, just going through it, just to get through it. What I'm going to do, I'm going to cover June, because June was a month where it kind of started to pick up. We had trips to Nashville. Well, it started off, I did an interview for SGN Scoops magazine in June. And it just came out in the November issue that didn't come out till December. It just came out. Props to Jimmy Reno. Great article he did on me. I was very appreciative of it. Love the way it came out. And you can go to SGN Scoops, November issue. You'll find the article. But we went to Nashville. First stop was the Grand Ole Opry. Melanie Walker's Sunday morning coming down. We've been there for the last 3 years, 4 years, something like that. Of course, we missed the COVID years. We didn't do it. They didn't do it. But that was great. We were set up backstage to do interviews. Met Adam Warner. Great guy. Great story of faith he had. Former veteran. Just really, it was good to see some folks. And then right from there, we left to go to Pigeon Forge for the ICM Awards. We spent the week in Pigeon Forge. It was me, Brian Carpenter, Steve Robertson. From HLE Radio, we had the crew. Most of the crew, half the crew. And we were able to do a lot, get a lot of interviews, get a lot accomplished. Things take time. But I was really happy with the way things are going. I'm still happy with the way things are going with the Inspirational Country Music Association. I am continuing to work with those folks for the greater good of Christian country. And that's what we are doing. Furthering Christian country music as a tool of reaching the lost to further the kingdom of God. Because the goal is souls for me. Always it is going to be. The goal has to be souls, or I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I have to reach the lost. That's my goal. It's what God chose. It's what God has me doing. It's what God has called us to do, reach the lost. He's coming back, and I got to tell everyone I can before he does. And I'm going to leave it right here. But hey, it's good to be back. I hope y'all start joining me. Tell some folks about the podcast. You can catch it on hunterlogan.org. I'm not sure exactly where else yet. I'm going to try to get it to some more places. Man, I love each and every one of you. I really do. And if I'm ever out and about and you're around, please come see me. Hug my neck. Tell me you listen. If I've never met you. God bless you. And remember, Duke 28 and 2.